Today, we're taking a break from our regular schedule of reviewing the chapters from Iron Flame, and we bring you a massive spoiler-filled episode of Zayden's new POV chapter 27. If you haven't read it yet, please don't spoil it by listening to this episode. Wait till you get your hands on the new chapter, go and read it, and then come back for our first reactions to the new Zayden POV chapter.
Hello and welcome to Faithfully Fantasy,
the husband and wife podcast talking all things bonus Zayden POV chapters.
Oh yeah, we finally have our hands in this point of view of Zayden, and we have to say, from even the chapter, is not what we were expecting.
No, I was convinced it was going to be the first kiss chapter, especially with the quote that Rebecca Yarros had put on Instagram. It had said something like, I can't remember.
Yeah, something about Zayden saying the only woman in the full continent that he can have is the one that he wants.
He can't
want.
Have. Yeah.
So, yeah, something.
Something like that. Yeah. Close enough. Yeah. Anyway, we thought that it was going to be, well, I thought, I don't know what you thought, that it was when he had broken off the kiss with Violet and he was kind of pissed that he couldn't carry on with the kiss. Well, we were wrong. Egg on my face. So it is chapter 27. We haven't actually read it yet.
No, and actually it's something that totally unexpected. I knew that something was going on because if you remember, we're talking about when Zayden is going to see Violet and Montserrat, and then there's a couple of things that happen in the background. There's a couple of things that you might think, okay, we know something's going on, but we didn't know what. In this chapter, I think we're going to find all the answers.
Hopefully. So, we haven't read it yet. We're going to just have a quick chat about what we're expecting from what we remember from chapter 27 of Fourth Wing. And then we're going to have a little bit of a break. You won't notice the break. We'll be back straight away for you just to talk through kind of our reaction, what we think. So, this is kind of a hot off the press reaction.
Yes.
So, yeah, let's remember. Chapter 27, Violet and Rhee had snuck out to visit Rhee's family, really close to Montserrat. Then Zayden had turned up, and we find ourselves back in the battle brief type room with Mira as a teacher. So that will be the focus. I say I haven't read it. I've read the first paragraph.
Yes.
So I know where we are in the chapter. Do you remember what you thought was going on in that chapter in Fourth Wing? Got any reflections?
Well, definitely it's a couple of things, but I think the main one is what happened with Imogen, because I remember clearly when we were talking about this chapter, the Imogen is mentioned just when they arrive on Montserrat, and right after that, there's no mention of her at all, not even when they had to leave because there's been an attack. She just vanished, and then there's something going on with Zayden's rucksack or something. There's like heavy.
Oh yeah, his rucksack was lighter.
Lighter, yes.
When they left at the end.
Yes.
So I have to admit, I didn't spot this the first time or the second time I read this, but Imogen's name is missing. I saw a brilliant theory about Imogen wiping people's memories, so we were convinced that.
Yes.
After seeing that theory, that it was, she was there, but something was happening. So maybe we'll find out what she was actually doing.
Yeah. I mean, a first impression is that they're obviously they're getting their weapons to deliver it to the flyers, and the attack was just a distraction for some of the flyers getting the weapons from them. At least that is kind of like...
Or maybe it goes wrong. Maybe the weapons drop went wrong.
And then the flyers they're attacking?
Yeah. Maybe they weren't... It wasn't a big enough shipment or something. I don't know. We don't know yet because we haven't read it.
So that's like one of the first things that it comes to our mind, but we don't know maybe what else was happening and that we didn't spot it until maybe we start reading it.
Yeah, the reason we thought it was a weapons drop was because it was 3 days and it was a really convenient location. They were on the border. It was a convenient location. So we kind of felt that would they have lasted more than 3 days? Probably. And it might have been just a convenient excuse that Segale couldn't last more than 3 days without Ted.
Yes, also I think the thing that will be really interesting is because it's in Montserrat when Sedan for the very first time is talking to Violet and mentally.
Yeah.
So I don't know if maybe he will start to maybe hear Violet in the background and then he starts to realize, oh, this works exactly the same with the dragon, so I'm going to have some fun with this.
Yeah, yeah. And he nearly fights with Dane, doesn't he?
Yeah, Dane was overly annoying with him because he wasn't expecting seeing Sedain there. But Sedain, I think he was like, okay, I'm going to try not to get involved. But Dane was constantly, oh, you are now the wing leader, so you need to take the orders.
Yeah.
He was more like, ah, fuck off.
Yeah. So, like this, there's a couple of things. It could have been that Imogen was supposed to do the weapons drop, and that was planned all along. And Zayden, it was a nice excuse. He wanted to see Violet because he was already starting to feel that. And he could use Segale. Because that, I'm hoping maybe we get some sass from Segale where she's like, 3 days. You couldn't make it more than 3 days without seeing Violet. And don't even think about blaming me for this one. And then he does. He's like, the bond. Segale needed to see Tern. And she's really angry with him.
I'm going to aid you.
She's like, 3 days. You couldn't even make it 3 days. So, yeah, they were my thoughts when I found out that it was chapter 27.
Yeah. So, should we deep dive in this chapter and then come back and talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we'll see you in a minute, everybody. But it will
take probably
a little while.
Okay. See you in a bit.
A few moments later.
So, we're back.
Yeah.
We're done with this special chapter, Sedain's point of view. Chapter 27, King of Wing. What do you think?
So, Imogen was up to something. And Segale did give him a bit of sass. Oh my god, I loved it.
Yeah.
Like, I would devour any more content from this book.
Yeah, I just love that relationship between Segale and Zayda. It's kind of like big sister just teasing the little brother. This kind of the relationship.
Oh, but we got Liam.
Yeah, her Liam back.
Yeah, and a bit of Liam and Zayden. We had a little bit about how the Duke raised them. I am convinced he is good now. We got some suspicion about Dane.
Yeah, there's something that it's just too suspicious just to drop.
Yeah, she mentioned it 3 times that somebody brought the wards. Anyway, should we do this in some kind of order? Just like so excited to talk about it.
Okay, and before we start, it's something that from these chapters, from your expectations, something that maybe is missing, something that maybe they give you were not expecting.
I'm suspicious about Dane. That was weird. That was my main expectation. Yeah, so that I wasn't expecting. So the main thing, it probably wasn't Dane. I don't know. But somebody who was already inside the outpost brought down the wards because the griffins were like 20 minutes out. So who did it? Somebody did it.
Yeah, so it was like a coordinated attack.
Yeah, and it wasn't the revolution. Because Liam was like, is this us? And he's like, no, is this us? And Segale said no.
Yes.
So there is somebody bringing the wards down.
Yes. That is really suspicious. And more than the part when Zayden is thinking about like, is it just me or he is out of breath?
Why would he be out of breath?
He was running.
He ran down, take that. So Mira had a go at him, ran down, took the wards out and then ran back up again.
Yeah.
Oh, why can't I shake this thing? Because Rebecca Yarros likes Dane and says he just trusted his dad.
Yes.
So did his dad put him up to it? I mean, I don't know if he even did it, But it could be a total red herring. But
maybe we need a Dane point of view.
We need. I want an image. I said, like, as I was reading it, I want an image.
I was expecting like more details about what Imogen was doing. So I like when it's this little discussion between Zaydan and Zagel. It's like one of the best things. But kind of feel a little bit that I was just rereading Fort Wayne because there's like a lot of things. There's like exactly the same, and they just from time to time say that and stuff, apparently.
Yeah, it has to be though, because otherwise you wouldn't believe that you're in the same scene. I quite like the internal monologue that he has, like about the reactions that he has. But I definitely felt like I was in another seat in the room. You know how I don't visualize things, like I don't see things.
Yeah.
But I do know which seat I'm sitting in that battle brief room.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm sitting in Violet's seat when I'm reading it from Violet's point of view. And the weird thing was, you know, the funny line that we really liked in Fourth Wing that was saying, do you boys want to just whip it out and measure? It'll be faster.
Yeah.
I did, as I was reading it, I did observe that from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very clever. Really clever.
Yeah. The other thing that I think is really good, because obviously we are in Zaydan's mind. You always see Zaydan like the guy who is always like ready for fight. He's not joking. He's just like a military, you know. But then we start to see like a childish point of view of him as well, because it made me laugh when he was in this kind of like contest or staring at Dane, because they were just looking at each other.
So awkward.
Yeah, and then Dane has to look into the map, and then I win.
I win.
It's really good. We have more stuff.
So we knew that it was him that he brought the daggers because it was convenient. He wanted to see Violet, and Segale played back some of his things. I wonder where Violet is. Is she getting close to Atos? Is she missing me?
Yeah, she remembered the kiss as much as I am.
Yeah. So
that was really funny too.
And he admitted, like, I wonder if that was the first time that he'd admitted to himself that he loves her.
Yeah. It's been a couple of scenes when he just said, I fucking love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. But this is the first one.
Yeah.
I don't think he said it when they were fighting on the mat, did he?
No. Think everything started after the kiss.
Yeah.
Because he still remembered that kiss, vividly. So maybe that's why he can't, spare more than 3 days without her, because he don't want to risk that she's going to have something with Dane or somebody else.
Yeah. I really liked the Liam bits, obviously, because Liam, womp womp. But there was a couple of things. So we heard a little bit more about Llewellyn, where they grew up, and about the Duke, and he trained them.
Yes. So we start to see a little bit more about how Zaydan and Liam, they grow up as well, because he mentioned as well when Mira is having like an argument with Violet, he said, oh, I feel awkward, I don't know if I should say something, help Violet, or should just let it go, because when I was growing up with Liam, we just fight each other and they just let us like sort out our stuff, and that's it. So it's giving like a little bit.
Yeah, and the Duke had them training for the parapet, basically running across the ramparts of the castle. So I genuinely think that the Duke wanted them to do well, and I can't shake the feeling that he was in the revolution.
I really started thinking, like, seriously, that he was Fenrir's plan B. If everything goes wrong, then you make sure that Zaydan will survive. At least, like, survive. Not like he's going to carry on with the revolution, but at least he's going to have an opportunity to keep his life.
I really want to get the quotes, but I can't remember them without flicking through the book. There was a suspicious mention of the sibling bit at the beginning, where he wasn't sure about the sibling dynamic between Mira and Violet. And he said sibling, I can't remember exactly what he said, but he said sibling dynamics are not my forte, or I don't get them. Yeah. And that was another suspicious drop of the fact that he hasn't got any siblings. I'm sure he's got, if not a full sibling, a half sibling.
But it's weird when he says that, because a lot of times as well, he says that Leanne and Buddy, they're like the closest thing for a brother that he has or sibling. So he knows, like, kind of what is the relationship, or how, like, really close relationship.
Yeah, but Liam, that relationship with Liam came late, didn't it? When he was already grown up. Mm-hmm. And the relationship with Bodhi was more like a cousin's. If you're brought up thinking you have different parents, it's not the same mm-hmm. as a sibling. Like, we don't know what it's like to be an only child, even an only child that lives next door to their cousin.
Yeah.
Both of us have siblings, so yeah, I'd imagine it's different. But I liked the dynamic with Liam. Oh, something I just remembered about Liam. Zayden makes reference to Liam's wooden carvings and says, yours are better. Is he saying yours are better just because of the craftsmanship, or is he saying yours are better because he knows they hold some secret magic? And I think it's the second one.
Yeah, I think maybe it's that they say that not, they have like a function.
Yeah.
It's not just decoration.
Oh, I can't wait. I really hope that's true. Like a protective rune or a...
Other thing that obviously we found out in this chapter is that not all flyers are with Zayden. So there's a region that they're against. They will
Cygnus
just...
and yeah.
Yes, they will just kill Imogen just to give her, like I said, a lesson or something.
Yeah.
So that was interesting to see, because I thought that every single flyer, they were like in Satan's...
Well, you'd think it would be classified. You'd think most of them didn't know, and that's why they still... Because he's not given them much, is he? He's given them 24 daggers.
Yeah.
That's not much. If you think about the size of the army in that shipment. Yeah,
hundreds of flyers. And yeah. Just getting a few every another... I don't know how often. I don't know how many Venins are at this point, but you're not going to get like 24 Venins in one place. So
no, that's a good point. That they are only, is there three at Resin, and that's really bad.
Yeah, no, there were like four. Three die, one survive.
Yeah. One escape.
But I think there were some reference about two. They destroy a city, so, and they were like weird. So, yeah, if you had two or three daggers, that will do the job.
Not if you throw them and they keep missing.
You lose it.
Yeah. Oh, I loved it. Let me try and think of what else I wanted to say.
Well, you can tell Satan is like properly in love with Violet in this chapter. He was just constantly like thinking about her or feeling as well like he's just not enough for her.
He kind of says that he agrees with Jane.
Yeah.
Like, at least that's something we agree on. The bond. So the bond, it was almost, I don't know whether you read it the same, but for me, it felt like the bond was just getting strong. It was just growing. And then it all of a sudden became clear, and he felt her emotions. He felt that she was proud. He felt pride of her, of the wing leader there. And then he spoke down it. So it seemed to be like it responded to her clear emotion or something of pride, and then it appeared.
Yeah.
And he tried it, and then he said, I'm starting to wish I'd tried that sooner. But I don't know if he could have tried it sooner, because it felt to me that it had just
found out.
Properly materialised at that at that point. Yeah. And it's wispy silver. Did we get that description of it in the...
I think he mentioned in Threshing that he started to see like... he was like lifting a little bit in the shields, and then he started to see like a silver thing.
So, but wispy silver.
I don't remember the whisper, but I think he mentioned...
Wispy that, like, is a like...
something.
Thin and like not solid. Like that's how I... Wispy, you have wispy hair, like when you get old.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's strange. It's a reference to her hair again, though, isn't it? And the silver one. At that point as well, when Dane wants to be in command, and then he says, you're the wing leader.
Mm-hmm.
Zayden thinks that's because he can tell there's some tension between, like, sexy tension between him and Violet.
Yeah.
Whereas when I read it in Fourth Wing, I read it, I was a bit confused by the whole thing because I took it as if he wanted control and then he got annoyed with Zayden because he didn't want control and he's like, you're the wing leader. But actually now I totally see it. He gets that, he's picking up on the vibes between Zayden and Violet and he's trying to remind him, like, you're a wing leader, you can't do anything about this relationship.
Yeah.
So it was good.
Yeah. The other thing that it was a little bit surprising for me is that Zayden was even thinking for a moment that he would have just killed Mira. I thought he didn't give a fuck about her. They were like, oh, well, it's just annoying, that's it. But now he was like...
He didn't have any control. He didn't have any control, did he?
Yeah, and then there was like a couple of times that he was like, I want to, but I'm not going to do it because obviously there will be a really bad thing.
And then he's like, fuck it, she'll get over it.
Yeah.
But at this point, he knows that she's got another sibling. He knows that she's got Brennan.
Yes. But then we got another reference about, like, when Mira was saying something about him, and then he said that she had no clue, like, half the stuff that her mother had done to me.
Yeah.
Like, is there anything else that we're missing that Mami Torrengel done?
Yeah, and I've said this before. I think she's playing a part, but nobody knows. But she must have some bad intentions. She must have some, because Zayden can read her intentions. And he said she's a monster. When, in Iron Flame, when she wants 3 minutes alone with her daughter, just before they go off to join the revolution.
He didn't trust her.
He said no. And then he said to Violet, she's a monster. If she had good, fully good intentions, then Zayden would know that. Mm-hmm. But he calls her a monster. And that, for me, I can't really get over. So there's something else. There's something else.
Yeah. I don't know, because Mami Sorongel said that she will do anything for her children. So I think... Yeah, she doesn't care if she need to kill, she need to lie, she do whatever it is, even if the people that are outside the walls of Nepal, they die. She doesn't care how long her children, they're fine. So I don't know if that's what he means, that she's a monster because she just doesn't care about anybody else. But Zayden is kind of like the same.
He's exactly the same.
Yeah, he said he doesn't give a fuck about the revolution if that doesn't mean that he's going to lose Violet.
Yeah, so. And that's ultimately why he turns Ven in, isn't it?
Yeah. So,
to save her.
So I don't know if it's because of that or it's something else that we haven't discovered yet about something that she had done and maybe we'll discover in Onyx's son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so much to learn about Lilith.
Yeah.
But I did, that jumped out to me as well. Like, what did she do? What more did she do? Because I still don't see how he would think the scars were a bad thing, because he was willing to take responsibility for the Marked Ones to join the Riders Quadrant. I don't think that makes her a monster. It's a Tirish custom. He takes it over the heart for Violet. I don't see that that would be the thing that made her a monster. It was a deal she struck.
Yeah.
And he was part of that deal. It was his suggestion. So why does that... Why there's something else that makes her a monster, and we just don't know what it is yet.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's going to be because Zayden doesn't know all the truth and that he just thinks that, yeah, she was a monster.
But he reads her intentions. He got to remember, like, everything that Zayden does is through the eyes of an intrinsic.
Yes, but only what when you have your shields open. I don't think Mami Sorongel will have the shields open, send some Melgren or all these
generators,
you know, high
rank. Yeah.
So
only when she's using her power.
Yes, and she then the only time that she did was just right in the end, and that's it. But no, well, as long as we know,
that's a really fair point. It's a fair point. She's obviously playing her part really well then.
Yes, definitely.
I do think she's playing a role. Yeah, in the downfall of the Venom. But it's not necessarily... I think she's really morally grey.
Yes. The other thing that we need to find out as well is what actually happened in Montserrat, how the walls were down.
Yeah.
Because so far the only hint or possible hint
Should we go through the suspects? So we know it wasn't Mira because she was in the, like, corridor.
Yeah, as soon as Violet and Zayden.
It wasn't Violet and it wasn't Zayden.
I believe Liam.
Wasn't Liam.
He was asking. Imogen, she...
Why would she do it?
Like, what was the main reason to attack these post weapons?
Steal weapons, yeah.
Yeah, but we're talking about like really heavily armed post, because we're talking about maybe like 200 people there. And I think it's going to be a mix of riders and infantry as well. And how many griffons they were attacking. I think there wasn't like a full army. It was just like a bunch of them. That's why I thought it was like just like a distraction while Imogen was like snapping the weapons. But she went directly to them and then she came back. That was the thing that I was like, was expecting something more, like more details.
So I don't think it was Devera, because she is... I don't think it was Devera. Devera. The guy... If you think back to the chapter in Fourth Wing, the commander... I can't remember his name because I haven't read it. But he did say something at the beginning that was really sus. That was like, if we're attacked, then I've failed in my mission.
To bring you
to the safest place. That is like a weird thing to say just the day before you... Like the day you get attacked, isn't it? So he might be a bit sus. I'm gonna have to read it again. But why would Dane be out of breath? She's, if it's not Dane, she's 100% put that in
to make
us feel like it's Dane.
Yeah.
But why would he do it?
Yeah, just that's the thing. Dead? There's no reason for Dane to do something like that. Like, why he will destroy the walls?
He's such a rule follower. He would have to believe that. The reason why his dad told him to do it, because like we know Daddy Atos is 100% bad guy, does not deserve a redemption arc in the words of Rebecca Yarra. So why would he do it?
Yeah, but again, why he was out of breath?
Because he was trying to get, maybe it's just Zayden's like cocky way of saying he's unfit and he's useless.
Yeah, could be that. Because of Lee, he doesn't like him at all.
Yeah. No, it was way too suspicious for me.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's so much more that I wanted to talk about, but we haven't made notes because we...
Yeah, this just is just a third reaction. Maybe we can come back later on with detailed quotes or things that we need to check again.
Yeah. There was some good 10... as well, like this isn't going to be her most dignified moment. I'm going to have to scoop her up and she's never going to forgive me for this. And Zayden kisses her to distract her. So, yeah. But I don't know if we learned anything new there.
Yeah. I think the only thing is when he says, ouch, when she said, I will fucking hate you for this.
And he's like, I can live with that.
Yeah. As long as you can breathe, I can live with this.
Yeah. So, should we wrap up? Like, the key takeaways that we had were someone on the inside took the wards down. That did not even cross my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Imogen was on a secret mission. We did suspect that.
Yes.
Sigail and Tern could spend more than 3 days apart. We did suspect that.
Zayden can't.
Zayden struggled. Mention of Liam's wooden carvings. 100% they're going to come back. They've got to. Duke Lindell, we got a bit more.
He trained it very well.
Basically. Yeah, a few more receipts to say that he is a good guy. And I hope we meet him. What's he doing now? Like, that's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do, so he might be just doing like...
He's playing his part in Navarre. He is still like...
Yeah, he's still
just... Looking up to the king, probably, and...
Exactly. So, unexpected, maybe an Onyx Star will see him, because he is really attached to Zayden. So I think if I maybe Zayden and this Venom phase, he starts to lose control or start to just go and like... away or making maybe a decent and everything, he's going to come back just to rescue him again, because kind of he rescued him from...
We don't know that, but we suspect that he was the plan B. I think that's it.
Yeah, that wrap it off pretty much all this chapter.
Yeah.
Zayden's point of view.
So we hope you can, if you haven't already, soon get your hands on this bonus chapter. We will devour, as we said, any Empyrean content, especially POVs from Zayden. So thanks for listening to Faithfully Fantasy,
the husband and wife podcast, talking all today's Zayden point of view.
Talking all things Shadow Daddy. See you next week.
Bye.